This is the best tea in the city.
This is the best tea in the city.
On the street,
on the air,
Kai959. Oh, yes, welcome to it. Thanks again to the breakfast team. They're back tomorrow, all right? Now, are you running low on compassion lately? Could it be that the bad news are draining you? Are you tired of bad news?
I am extremely fatigued by everything happening in our country, in the world. Yo, mabane abawese when they decided to switch off the lights from 6 p.m. up until 5 a.m. this morning. I was like, you know what? I don't know anymore. But I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God will see us through. We have to stay positive and pray and hope for a better future. But we can't just sit and fold our arms, you know.
You see, that's the thing about bad news. You woke up feeling much better today. So music was on air, 6 to 9, and it kind of brightened up your day. And here is Tibo's coming back with a topic that makes you want to think about bad news. So I've just made it worse for you, actually. Because I just made the compassion fatigue to be heightened. Because I'm saying focus on that. Okay? You never know what you go through until you pay it attention. That's what I say. The past couple of years have never really been easy. From, COVID fatigue as well. to this. The economic meltdown of the world. And where we are. So compassion fatigue has no choice but to seep in. And it doesn't happen overnight. To run low on fatigue doesn't happen overnight. It's a build-up. And by the time it hits you, is the time you realize, it's not only you, but people around you are struggling. And it's now apparent. It's now on the surface. We are proud people. We don't show what we go through in our own little houses. That's why sometimes they say, if you can open up the roof of each and every wise and peep through, you'll realize that most houses share same problems, but they don't show it. That's how proud we are. But compassion fatigue hits you when it is now on the surface that everybody, we are going. So chances are you're currently at that point in your life. When nothing moves you anymore. Not that you don't care, you're just numb. And you're not numb because Luena, you're just trying to be numb. No, it's a protective mechanism, survival mechanism for you. All right. How about it? Stage 6 load shedding. You don't even flinch. You're like, okay, I'm used to that. Another mass shooting at the tavern. Oh, well. Fuel hike coming up next week. You roll your eyes because you're like, what's new? I mean, there is a lot of bad news. To find good news, you have to be deliberate. You have to be intentional. There's a guy on my timeline now saying, I switch off trends on Twitter because they attract you to go there, and chances are it's bad news. I don't watch news channels that deliver bad news as a way of filtering what triggers you. So don't feel bad. It's natural to experience compassion fatigue. You're feeling exhausted, detached, emotionally disconnected or unavailable, and to a point helpless. It's natural. Ask nurses, ask teachers, okay? They will tell you. Compassion fatigue? Are you there right now? Are you feeling that way right now? Hashtag so tired of bad news. Are you tired of bad news?
Yes, Pillar, it's okay. Okay. Why is it okay? You get somebody to come, things ziyaphuka endlini and things are very expensive. Left, right and center, you have to sabheke lokhu, uthola incwadi from skolweni, they want 1, 2, 3, 4. And at that time, emsebenzini, nothing is moving. And you just, everything is bad, bad, bad. Like, motivation, dololo, nothing. Umuntu nje akekho. Sphila, it's okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Kunjalo. Okay. That's it. There is really not much we can do. And we at that point where as limited in.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on signs that you are so tired of bad news. One, there is a shift in your mood. Some people may start to notice a difference in their moods and feel more agitated and irritable on a daily basis. And you ask why? No, they don't know. Well, those with compassion fatigue tend to develop a more pessimistic view of the world and begin to lack hope about the future. That's what happens. Hence the shift in the mood. Number two, you are fatigued or simply just burnt out. When you're repeatedly exposed to trauma and are chronically in a fight or flight state, it's typical to experience intense exhaustion and fatigue. Look at the crime rate in this country. You see it everywhere. Social media reports about it every single day. In the beginning, compassion fatigue can feel like a roller coaster with dips of intense stress and depletion. But over time, depletion will take over and then sets in the fatigue. Bah! The last teaspoon on the three teaspoons on you are suffering from compassion fatigue, therefore so tired of bad news, you are becoming disengaged from things that once mattered. Compassion fatigue can cause people to avoid situations that may normally cause them to feel stress or even compassionate because they already have met their limit of what they can handle emotionally. It can feel like a burden to put themselves in yet another situation that will bring on more stress. And as a result, people may become disconnected from their social networks, lose touch with activities that previously brought them joy. Like, for instance, how you like to be informed. Now you can't watch news anymore. So what do? If you're so tired of bad news, what is your remedy / solution?
I'm one of those. I'm so over all this. Well, the petrol hike or what? I get the blocker because I only told it to son. Okay, stress I got on and then get the zokas for no change. So, hi man. Hey, bona little come call it and cutting. I face each day as it comes, and that's it.
Is that why hiking is so popular now? Get away from all and just be one with nature. Maybe that's why, hey? Spoo wena.
Some of us are so used to bad news in such a way that sometimes you're looking forward to bad news because you used to conquer bad situations.
Yeah.
So now you're always looking forward to, okay, what's next is going to come on me so that I can conquer it again. So used to challenges like that. Yeah.
I love that. Bad news bring challenges, therefore bringing out the best in you. I get that. Thank you. Picture this. You and I today, we're talking about compassion fatigue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of the bad news around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the economics to basically social ills.
Wonke wonke.
Mm-hmm. It's a basket.
Hey.
Now, park that. Nurses, paramedics, teachers.
Ooh.
Suffer from compassion fatigue as their profession.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the package.
Mm.
Now, remove them from work.
Yes.
Mama Chaisa.
Yes.
Where do they come to?
Home.
Mm. To where?
To their families.
To which environment? The very environment that you
that
and I are talking about today.
As well.
And we are complaining.
Mm-hmm.
How do they cope?
I think that's why there's such a high alcoholism. Mm. There's a lot of... Because my mom was involved in that sphere as a counselor for them.
Okay.
And she would tell us that we think we've got problems. But when you have to aid humans who are dealing with problems while you have problems, that just makes your basket a hell of a lot bigger. So they drink a lot. There's a lot of drug abuse. There's a lot of suicides. So. And there's a lot of them who then take it out on their families.
Anger.
Yeah. It's bad. So we need to look at them with compassion, really.
And we may add to that list, by the way, we said nurses, paramedics, teachers, news readers, news reporters.
Yes. I was waiting for you to add police to that as well. But yes,
we maybe of compassion fatigue. That's why I didn't add them. You know what I mean?
Yes. You know you're tired.
Come on.
But yeah, I hear you. And it's actually something we've actually also spoken about. I remember with former colleagues, we used to talk about it in the newsroom as to how do you deal with, you know, being this compassion fatigued person, and how do you actually engage with people, with regular people in
a compassionate manner.
Or I'm going to say in inverted commas, in a normal way, you know, so that you're not so closed off all the time.
Or desensitized. Or,
Exactly, desensitized.
The desensitized part of it that I worry about. Because the thing is, when I used to do news, when I'm off radio, I wouldn't even listen to the news. I didn't want a newspaper anywhere close to me.
And that was your coping mechanism.
And that was my coping mechanism. Because you do get desensitized.
That is true. And that's the same thing that I do. I make sure, because I know when I get home, everyone wants to know, hey, have you read this? Can you tell us about
this?
And
you're like,
this?
I don't know.
Get, leave me away. Go away.
But are you supported by your workplace so that your mental health stays sharp?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. We are. I mean, there are programs for us to actually where we can go speak to people. I also
as in professionals.
Yes, professional help in terms of that. I mean, even for myself, I do therapy on top of that.
Okay,
that's great.
So I try, I try to make sure that I'm a functioning human outside of what I consume on a regular basis for 8 hours. And yeah, and I've also my gran has also been a help because she's a nurse and she's always. A champion for you need to go and do something like positive things, things that bring positivity into your life.
Yeah.
And you have to be very sort of stern with making sure that you are always doing those things.
Intentional.
Intentional in doing those things.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Was there a story or a year that you'll never forget?
Sure. I mean, just even now, I guess, I was even thinking about the fact that we're waiting for the interest rates.
Oh,
and now.
did you hear the fatigue right there? Did you hear it? She can't hide it.
And that's off the back or off the inflation announcement yesterday.
Yesterday.
So I was like, wow. And to think that we're in a worse off position than the. I heard this was being said off the financial crisis of 2008. We are in a worse off position. Than that time.
I'm financially fatigued.
Forget emotional. Because that is triggering in itself, isn't it? And then, over and above the inflation rates, over and above the fact that interest rates may go up, you hear there's a 76-year-old who's just been appointed to be a chairman of the lottery board. You're like, he is 15 years after retirement, if 60 is still the mark.
Yeah,
or
65, yeah.
Yeah. He just got a gig. You are stressed and you wondered why. Well, in terrible times, man. So chances are you are also running low on compassion. And when you look at it, compassion fatigue affects people differently. Some hits them immediately, some it takes a while. But at the end, the science of it is you become desensitized. Not that you don't care, you do. But you become desensitized for what? For your own sanity. So chances are you've been there. Are you a nurse? Teacher? Public servant in particular. How compassion fatigue hits you at work. What more in society with the things that we're going through right now? I want to talk to you. Please call me or send me a voice note. How are you coping? Like I asked Nosipho. Nosipho says Kaya has a program that they've put them on as news reporters because they're also at the call face of bad news. So they can get themselves checked from time to time. To keep them mentally healthy. You? Do you have such services at your disposal? If not, how are you coping? Do you go home, cry it out, and your partner understands, or they also can't help but be affected by your fatigue too? Please call me. I really want to talk to you. If you're a nurse, you're a teacher, you're a public servant, a police officer, guys working at the mortuary, talk to me. I just want to check in with you and find out how you're doing. How do you cope with all the bad news?
To be honest,
and especially you, Miss Feel Good.
That too.
Because you give us therapy, but who do you go to for therapy?
Very
come
difficult.
On.
Very, very difficult. One, the formula I've found works is being surrounded by family. So that's why yeah. I'm literally connected by the bosom to my sister, whether she likes it or not. And then two is to limit my interaction with news and things.
How do you do that when you need to keep being informed?
No, you limit it. I've got a good hour a day where I'm going to...
Okay.
Even my algorithm is set so that I don't see too much. It's the need to knows, and then I'm out.
So you are intentional even with your phone in terms of what it notifies you about.
100%.
Have you always been, or this is the sign of our time? Sign of the time that we're in?
Like, no, right I think now. During the pandemic, that's when I started to curate because I was overwhelmed.
Because I know during the pandemic, I didn't even want to watch news.
Yeah. Very overwhelming. And then every president's address, I'll cry afterwards because it's just like...
Yeah, that's the only thing I had to watch.
Yeah.
The president's 100%. Address. Yeah, because that kind of says as a nation, we need to know what we need to do.
Exactly.
But yes, my intake of news was limited. I read more.
Mm.
I listened to music more.
Oh, yes. True. Yeah, I did that too. You're right.
And I binged series a lot more. So you're right.
Yeah.
So there are ways we can cope.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I can cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not our 9-to-5. You know what I mean?
No.
Imagine a 9-to-5. Teacher.
And you're in it.
Nurse. Their compassion fatigue is part of their CV. That's what they do every day. What more when they leave home, when they leave work for home, and they found you depressed as their partner or family member. They're like, depressed by what? Bad news? Really? Have you seen the environment I work in?
I'm living in bad news.
I live in bad news. But look at me, I'm still walking tall and smiling.
Yeah.
But my issue is, which is the question that I think Dineo asked yesterday, when the other day, he said, when I say, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
To an ask to a doctor, the answer would be, yeah, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really make them pause and think about that question and answer they're just about to give you?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more important to get exactly what it is that they mean by I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. But with some people, there's a particular environment where they have to be in order to answer that properly.
Yeah.
Because therefore then you need somebody to give you the tools to deal with the unpacking.
Oh yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because if just a normal person were to ask how are you and how are you really?
You're proud.
Okay, I'm going to spill everything that I'm going through and you're going to be like, okay, that was a lot, I'm going to go. So now I've got an open wound. Who's going to help me?
Yeah.
You understand?
I like that.
So
you need to be with somebody who can handle it.
Yes.
And be it a professional or be it someone you trust, like a friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I get it. Yeah. Shaganipa. Yes. Who's
agashi? Masters. Halal.
Half.
Hafu. Koratu.
Hafu.
Koratu.
Hafu.
Koratu.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Now I'm demoralized. I am sick and tired. I'm tired of South Africa as a whole. Like, I am tired of South Africa. I don't know how Renkaya Kai can relocate. Go somewhere. My long word, there is no this and that of South Africa. Yo, ha, eh. Ibi the issue at Mbisa Mavani. Ya rubber is sold on his soul. So, I kisana happiness over. South Africa. Kishab.
Time's up with Tembisa. Kefi RT, I'm a clinical psychologist. Compassionate fatigue is a real medical condition. It affects 100% of frontline workers. I'm surrounded by nurses and GPs in my family, and all we talk about in our meetings, that is how emotionally exhausted we all are. And of course, COVID also just didn't make it any easier. There you go. Are you a frontline worker? Talk to me. Lorraine, hi.
Hey, hello.
Hi, you, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. They call you Lolo, ne?
They tell me no, no, yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a beauty therapist.
Okay.
And on a day-to-day basis, I'm expected to be happy. I have to get everyone like, oh, my God, you look amazing. And I have to make everyone feel amazing. And I stay alone. I come back home.
Oh, no.
It's an empty house. Some people come with bad news. Some people come with good news. And
you are a therapist.
People. Yes. So basically, everyone offloads on my direction, and I don't have anyone to offload to at the end of the day.
Lolo.
And there are days where you don't want to wake up, and but you have to think, okay, I've got a full, my schedule is, I'm fully booked, and I have to put a smile on my face, I have to have full makeup on, I have to act as if I'm happy, and deep down I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Oh no, my girl, oh sister girl.
So it's a real thing, and at the end of the day, I can't say I'm the oldest, but I'm the most responsible person among my siblings.
Yeah.
And my parents, any problem they call me. My grandmother, any problem they call me, and it gets to you sometimes.
Can you afford therapy? Because that's another question. We always say therapy, but
therapy.
Can you afford it? That's the question.
I cannot afford therapy, Uncle T. I can't. I can't.
You see, the why I emphasize the therapy part to your profession is beauty is just a product that you put on, but the service is you are a therapist. People come to you not only just to look good, but to also leave their feeling good, but the doctor also needs the doctor, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't have anyone to talk to?
Nope.
Not even colleagues at
like
work?
It's been like this for the past, 5 years now? Because I've been alone for 5 years now. And COVID made it bad because I was home alone.
How do you cope?
I, one day at a time. It's never easy. It doesn't make sense. It's never easy.
What brings you joy? What brings you joy?
I end up running, hey? I've become active.
Yes.
And, so, and sometimes you think I'm sweating, and if I'm not sweating, it's just tears coming out of my eyes.
Which also helps to relieve the stress out of your emotions.
Yes. Yes.
Do that more and more.
Thank you, Uncle T. And thank you for the great show.
Thank you, my dear. I hope next time you call in, we'll be celebrating something.
No, we're already celebrating. Today's my birthday. I turned 35 today.
Never. And you are alone?
I'm getting out later on in the day to another country alone, but
wow.
On a trip. What else can we do?
Well done. Take care of yourself. Well done. Go.
Thank you, Uncle G.
And when you're there, please celebrate. Go for
and
that
I downloaded
run.
The Kaya FM app, Uncle T. Don't worry. I got you.
Please do me a favor.
Yes.
Go cry in a new country. But
amen.
Tears of joy. Please.
Hallelujah.
Lolo, please call me when you get back. I just want to know how your trip went. Please do.
No, thank you so much. I will. Thank you. Great show. Thank you so much.
Only a pleasure. Oh, my word. She made my day. I don't know about you. Rizikho, hi.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I know it. It's just, you know what? I've been having a hard time. That's why I can really be amazing about it today. You really lifted me up. But it's okay. It's okay to feel like that.
Only a pleasure. How are you coping, though?
Hey, I'm coping. Coping with work. I do a lot of work, and then when I get home, I'm just tired. I just want to sleep, which is not good. But
yeah, as long as you are falling asleep when you sleep, unlike Thabo Mokoele, who will close his eyes but not fall asleep, but do you fall asleep?
Yes. No, there are other things that I use that I don't want to mention on the radio.
I think I know.
But yeah.
From the Wednesday topics, I think I know.
No, not that. Not that. It has something to do with cannabis, so.
Listen, it's legal now, girl. Come on.
Mm.
Come on. It's a herb for a reason, okay?
Yes.
And if it can really do alleviate you of pressure momentarily, and you're not necessarily getting addicted, I mean, come on, be my guest, you know?
A girl has to do what a girl has to do.
I'd rather have a happy resejo than a miserable resejo, honestly.
Ne? Have a lovely day.
It's good to hear you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.